Hello and welcome to lesson number 11 in what we're calling God's Church Manual. We said we call it a manual because it teaches us to know how we ought to behave ourselves in the house of God. We have seen in the previous lesson that in the first chapter, the pastor's responsibility is plainly put there that we are to confront false teachers. When you get to chapter 6 in the end of this little book, we see once again the responsibility of the pastor is to confront false teachers. That's not a very pleasant thing, but it's something that we are commanded to do as pastors. We are to expose those who are teaching false. Then in the middle of the book, from chapter 2 through the beginning of chapter 6, we have instructions concerning the pastor's responsibilities, more details about how things are to be done in the local church. Now we pick it up today in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 16, where we read that the pastor is to take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Take heed. That phrase is in the Word of God 55 times. We have seen in previous lessons that when God sums it up, I call it spelt S-O-N-E-S, it tells you in the Word of God very plainly that some turned aside unto vain jangling, some made shipwreck, some departed from the faith, some turned aside after Satan, some sinned openly, others secretly, some coveted after money, some erred concerning the faith, some had their faith overthrown, some were vessels to honor, and some were vessels to dishonor. We read all of that in 1 and 2 Timothy in the context of the local church. So we have 1 out of 12 that made it, and they were vessels to honor, and they were vessels to honor because they took heed unto themselves to do what the Bible says to do. Now the context here is 1 Timothy chapter 4. It says, neither giving heed to fables. Fables are something that are made up. There's no foundation for what they're talking about. Our only solid foundation and the only source of genuine truth is the Word of God. So, Pastor Timothy, Paul said, don't give heed to fables. And then in chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And one of the doctrines of devils that has flooded into our fundamental independent Baptist churches in the last 10 years is the heresy that came from Hiles that you do not have to repent in order to be saved. That is a damnable heresy, and many are departing from the faith, giving heed to this doctrine of devils. In 1 Timothy 4:16, he was told to take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. Continue in them. For 2,000 years, the gospel was preached since Jesus and since the disciples in the early church. 2,000 years, it was just understood that the Bible says, and Jesus said it, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Oh no, we're not going to continue in that doctrine because in recent years we've taken our focus off doctrine and we've put our focus on numbers. If you're going to be successful, you better have a large number of people, you better have a nice auditorium, you better have a paved parking lot and a bunch of buses out there, and then you'll look successful in the eyes of your peers, and you'll never get that if you're going to preach repentance. Just tell them they just have to believe, have them join the church, and you'll look good in the eyes of everybody. Well, Paul said 2,000 years ago, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. Then in Titus, when he wrote to Titus, he said, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. That is happening today on a large scale in what used to be fundamental Baptist churches. But Romans tells us very plainly that even so then at this present time, there is a remnant. And as we see in the little square to the left there, there were vessels to honor. One out of 12 made it, and there's a remnant today, and we need to get that into our heads if we're not going to be discouraged. Jesus said, when I come, will I find faith? So Paul said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Take heed. You're going to take heed when there's present danger or a problem or some other unpleasant situations. If we do not take heed and guard the doctrines and stand true, as Jude said, and defend the faith, then we're going to have some very serious unpleasant situations when we lose the next generation and they voted for Jesus and joined the church, died in their sin and went to hell because someone said they didn't have to repent. That's a very serious, unpleasant situation. Take heed unto thyself. Now, he's telling the pastor, watch, take heed to yourself. The self-life is the mind, the will, and the emotions. We have the story of Peter. They didn't get any more fundamental than him. And he said, oh, don't worry about me. They all may deny you, but I'll even die for you. A few hours later, he was cursing, swearing, and saying he never knew him. That can happen to Peter. That can happen to me. That can happen to you if we don't take heed to our mind, our will, and our emotions. We got the story of Abraham, great man of God. What did he do? Oh, he said to Sarah, tell him you're my sister. That's wicked. How could you fall that far? He didn't take heed unto his mind, his will, and his emotions, and letting the Holy Spirit have control. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. The doctrine. He said, continue in them. To continue is to remain in a specified position, and the Word of God is very plain about where we should remain. I remember years ago, I was talking to a fellow pastor. He's in heaven now. A great man, good man of God. But we got talking about dress standards, and he said, no, I fought that battle and I lost it. I don't fight it anymore. I said, well, then you never should have been fighting it in the first place. So what you better do is either get before your people and apologize for fighting something you shouldn't have fought, or if you should have fought the standard battle, then you should keep on fighting it until you die. Continue in what is the Bible teaches, continue in that position. Well, he said, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them. To continue, 1 Timothy 2:15, he says, continue in faith and in charity and in holiness with sobriety. In 2 Timothy 3:14, he said, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. He said in 1 Timothy 4:16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, and you'll save yourself. Now, wasn't he saved? No, he wasn't talking about being saved to go to heaven. Like Acts chapter 2 and verse 40, we read there, save yourselves from this untoward generation. In Jude, we read in verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now, we've looked at this before, and we'll not take a long time on it, but in 1 and 2 Timothy, God talks about some turned aside unto vain jangling. If they turned aside, they changed direction. Some made shipwreck. To make something is to cause something to exist or come about. Shipwrecks don't just happen. They happen because you're traveling amongst the rocks or someplace where you shouldn't be. They departed from the faith. To depart is to leave, to start a journey. And that's what's happening on a big scale today. Oh yeah, let's just start this new journey that says you don't need to repent and get a crowd that way. And then some coveted after money. A covet is a feeling or a longing for something. And sometimes it's not money. Sometimes it's just, I want a bigger church. I want a bigger crowd. I want to look successful in the eyes of my peers. Some erred concerning the faith. The error is to miscalculate. Some had their faith overthrown. they had it. It needs to be strongly influenced to do something. They had their faith overthrown. And so he says, continue. Verse number 11, continue to teach these things. In verse number 13, continue to give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. In verse number 15, continue to meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. And verse number 16, again, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. In John 8 and 31, we read, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Paul said to Timothy, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Again, he said, continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Psalm 15:4 says, he honoreth them that fear the Lord, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not. So we're told to take heed. Take heed. He said, if you do, you will save thyself and them that hear thee. Now that word here has been translated hearken 6 times. There's 3 types of hearers in the Bible. Those that are dull of hearing, Paul said in Hebrews 5:11, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing, talking to Christians there. In Matthew 12 and 13, Jesus said, hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. In Matthew 12 and 15, he said, for this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes, they have closed. They just said, I'm not listening, and I'm not going to see what you're talking about. I don't want that information. They're dull of hearing. Then there's those that have itching ears. It says in 2 Timothy, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts or desires shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. That's happening big time in our so-called fundamental churches these days. And then there was the third type, which for the honest and the good hearers, Jesus said, they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Well, we'll leave it there for this lesson. Be sure and be with us again for our next lesson, lesson number 12, where we are trying to learn how we ought to behave in the house of God.